businesses on the Navajo Nation were already facing challenges before the pandemic hit. Can you talk a little bit about some of those challenges and how things have changed in recent months?
Literally, almost all of our businesses were almost close to a complete shutdown and still are in that state right now. Most of our businesses are on the reservation, and with the reservation still going on lockdown every weekend, they just don't have the opportunity to even do business or even think about when they could start opening up their business. So most of our businesses are, you know, very small micro businesses. Their markets are the people who are in their communities. Some of the artists that we work with are looking to try to transition to an online environment, but even that's really difficult when you don't have access to high-speed internet. I think everybody's struggling with those things, and also with just the difficulty of, you know, being in the community that's going through this at the same time.
Talk to me about this loan program that Change Labs has set up, and how is that going so far?
It was originally designed to provide startup funds for our business incubator graduates. What ended up happening once COVID hit was we decided, you know, let's open this up for the community. It's designed as a character-based lending program, which is different from a traditional micro lending program or any loan program. We don't ask for a credit report. We don't look at credit score. The loan decision is based on our own relationship with these businesses who are in our community. So that's kind of in a nutshell how we came up with Kinship Lending.
Can you tell me a little bit about what difference you've seen these loans make in the community so far?
One interesting story is a gentleman who is a rodeo contractor. He contracts his bulls for these rodeos, and since rodeos were canceled through the summer, he experienced a loss in income, and he needed to pay for feed his animals because he had no income. That was something none of us had thought about, but we were really glad to be able to help him because he would have had to sell his bulls, which would makes it a lot more difficult to even start up a business after that. One of our loan applicants that's actually a medicine man, but he also raises sheep. And so what he wanted to spend the money on was to fix his vehicle because he needed to travel more to reach out to more people and take care of his sheep. He definitely is somebody that would never be able to access any other kind of funding. So just, you know, and there's so many other stories about people had big plans, and it just seems so unfair that just when Native businesses seem to be on a roll, there was this buzz around Native entrepreneurship. And right now it's just, I think that it's still there, but it's everybody's hands are tied right now, and it's really difficult. And so I'm really glad that at least we can, that with Kinship Lending, we can provide some hope.
Jessica Stago, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.